All this week we have been remembering the significant events of Easter. The garden, the betrayal, his arrest, the trial, then the crucifixion. When Jesus died, his body had to be cared for. So his followers took him and laid him in a new tomb and rolled a big stone to close it off. Also, the Romans posted a guard and sealed the tomb because Jesus had said that after 3 days he would rise again. The leaders did not want any of his followers to steal the body and claim that Jesus had risen. After the Sabbath day of rest, two of the women went to the tomb early in the morning. Amazing things were happening there. Especially, they saw an angel rolling away the stone. That was done not so that Jesus could rise from the dead, but so that the women could look in and see the tomb was empty. The woman returned home to tell the others what they had seen, and on the way they met Jesus himself. Can you imagine for a moment the difference all these things would have had on the circle of followers around Jesus? Everything looked so dark and black at his death. It looked as if he had indeed been defeated. But now, with the news, he is risen, he's alive, he's the victor over sin and over death. Truly, their lives were now different. But in all the excitement for the followers at the time, we need to see the spiritual effect of the death of Jesus reaching into the very courts of heaven and running down the generations to successive years. In the resurrection of Jesus from the dead, God made a declaration to all the world and through all times. God is saying that he is well pleased with all that Jesus, his son, had done through his death. He accomplished the purpose in his birth and the intention of his life. He dealt with the biggest problem any man can ever face and answered the most testing question any man can ever ask. How can anyone be right with God? So we can trust in him with confidence that God will accept us for his sake and on the basis of what he has done.